Every 3 years, the University of Missouri conducts a survey of farmers and landowners, and we just ask questions about how much they are paying for rent. And then we also ask them the quality of the land by asking questions such as what's the yield, what county is it in, and things of that nature.
Why is it important?
Well, it's critically important right now because land values and land rents are moving quite a bit. Iowa State just reported their last cash rental rate, and it actually went up from last year, which was the reverse of a two-year trend. It had been going down for several years. So three-quarters of all land in Missouri is under some type of a rental arrangement, and so every year new pieces of land are coming up and new contracts are being made, and just this kind of information gives a foundation or a background as to what kind of price and a person can be expecting to receive or pay.
How can people participate in the survey?
The survey is online this year, which is the first time. It makes it easier. But if a lot of folks like the Soybean Merchandising Council, the Cattlemen's Association, are putting it in their social media. But if you have not received any email saying take it, you can go to crops.missouri.edu, and that's crops.missouri.edu. And at crops.missouri.edu, there's a link to the survey. You just click on it. It should take you about 5 minutes. The first question is, do you have cropland or pasture land or grain bins? And you choose which one or all if you have all, and it takes you just to the right questions, so you don't have to be wandering through a bunch of questions that don't really pertain to your farm.
When will the results come out, and just exactly what do they mean?
Okay, we close the survey on July 9th. So between now and July 9th, we would like for as many people as possible, both landowners and tenants, to take it. And then it will probably take about 2 weeks for us to summarize all of the data and begin to report it in whichever form we can. So historically, we've always said this is a rent for different qualities of land. We are hoping that by doing this on the Internet, we'll get more responses, and we may actually be able to do it by location. So, you know, crop reporting districts that the USDA uses, we might be able to say up here in the Northwest, it's different than over in the Northeast, things of that nature. So that'll probably be the end of July.
Ray, thank you so very much. We appreciate it.